The time, 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. So over the months of November and December, we invited our listeners to stand with us during the Visionathon campaign. We asked you if you believe in what Radio Pulpit stands for. If you are also unashamedly Christian, please partner with us in faith. So together we lifted a sound that declared to the world we are unashamedly Christian. And with us in studio this morning is Reverend Carl Verhoef, CEO of Radio Pulpit, to give us some feedback on the project. Morning, Carl.
Morning, you too. Can I just say that you caused me at least to prevent 3 accidents this morning.
To prevent it?
Yes, because I was calm, I listened to you, and I the peace of the Lord in me because of the Radio Pulpit and the two of you keeping me busy on the
air. And your feet, were they tapping with the music? Because you played cool music this morning.
I gave way to everyone. And, it's just nice to listen to you too on your way to work. Thanks.
Well, we're proud to be serving Jesus Christ, the King of the Universe. So, listeners who might just be joining us, our theme for this Visionathon was unashamedly Christian. I loved this theme. This was so stunning. So why was this theme so important to us this year?
We derived it from Romans 1 verse 16 that reads, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is a power for salvation for all who believe. Now, Janine at Radio Pulpit, our vision is to, whatever we do, we want people to have a meaningful relationship with Christ. And that is why we proclaim in all our products, platforms, and whatever we do, we proclaim the gospel unashamedly. We declare that Jesus is Lord unashamedly. And then, of course, we also want to stand against the culture of compromise of this world. Now, on my way here this morning, I heard that, I think it was, there was a Christian perspective on the news. We hear and we present earthly news on Radio Pulpit, but we always give a Christian perspective. We want people to have a biblical perspective on the world around them. And then also, I heard you said something about what does the world see when they see success? And you were speaking about money and all those things. And you came to the conclusion this morning that the Lord sees your heart. That's a successful person. So, our name is a dead giveaway, Radio Pulpit. Everybody knows exactly that we're a Christian radio station when they hear our name. It unfortunately counts against us sometimes, you know, because a lot of companies do not want to do business with Christian institutions. But, you know, unashamedly, we are Radio Pulpit. And why we are unashamedly is because we are guided by our statement of faith, which says exactly that this is allowed on Radio Pulpit and that not. We've got a very conservative broadcasting policy as well, guiding presenters and people who participate in our programs. We call ourselves a conservative, inclusive radio station. However, we do not. We are not governed by any specific church or pressure group, and we will never be. Then, our presenters and our personnel are carefully screened before we allow them on air or to work here. At Radio Pulpit, our task is to celebrate diversity and unity, and that is what our broadcasting policy also want to do. We want to unite Christianity. That is why we don't get involved in controversial things. That'll just drive us from the calling that we have, and that is to proclaim the gospel and get people to have a meaningful relationship with Christ. Now, it's even in the way we do business. We are unashamedly Christian when we deal with ICASA, our broadcasting authority. As such, we pay our taxes. We've got clean audits for 44 years now. We adhere to all laws of this country as Christians should do. So, we are very serious that we will be unashamedly Christian as long as we exist. And we also want to challenge our listeners to be unashamedly Christian.
Yeah. You know what? When I see a wheel, the old ones with a spoke, with the spokes going to the side, and this middle core bit, I always see Radio Pulpit as that point, which says unashamedly Christian. And then everything, everyone who wants to associate with Jesus, and you've got a ministry, and Christians out there, and people who feel lonely, they're all just like, they're all the spokes that go to the side. And we spread the news of who does what. We're such a connection point. So I believe you've got a vital role to play in South Africa. And that's why we did the whole Visiathon. We had a financial target. It was 2.2 million. The question is, did we reach that goal? People ask us because they care. They ask us, did we reach that goal? And how important is it for Radio Pulpit to meet that target?
We are now at 65% of our target, meaning that we're sort of just over halfway. But that is normal. We know that the Visiathon normally takes 3 months, so until the end of January, to be completed. You know, Janine, our listeners, I know they must still go on holiday and buy Christmas presents, and then they must buy school clothes in January, but they will remember us. And that is why I'm here this morning, is to remind the people that, please, by the end of January, if you have some money left, please donate to us. Now, Radio Pulpit is 95% donation-based. You know, it's like, it's a biblical principle. I remember Wynon during Vision giving his testimony of how God called him to be in full-time ministry with the promise that he will take care of Wynon and his family. Now, all of us here at Radio Pulpit are in full-time ministry, and we ask our listeners to support us, as Paul did. Support us, take care of us, take care of Janine, Wynon, myself, and everybody who brings you the gospel over all the airways and the platforms that we have. We are unfortunately an expensive station because we are heavily relying on technology, equipment. We've got quite a number of studios to accommodate all the languages and the presenters. But our transmitter, yeah, it's the big elephant.
Mm.
It cost us an arm and a leg.
And you can't go without it.
You can't go without it, you know. So we need the 2.2 million to secure our transmitter site. Our listeners know very well that we were off air for 9 days October. But, you know, to secure that transmitter and to maintain it is really a very expensive thing. And we ask our listeners to help us to reach this 2.2 million so that we can secure our transmitter site. Also, we want to increase our range with new audiences. They know that we've launched two new online stations, Jikilele and Artlank. You've mentioned it this morning. We are now also embarking on an expat project. We want our Radio Pulpit people who are in other countries, and there are thousands of them, hundreds of thousands, we want them to tune into Radio Pulpit. Get back, tune to Radio Pulpit, and just get that homey feeling of someone that's really caring for you out there in whichever country you are staying. So we really want to increase our reach. We are also next year planning to launch another English online station in partnership with Moody Bible and Radio Institute in Chicago. And we need this 2.2 million to make faith-based Christian radio programs blossom unashamedly. That is why we need the 2.2 million. We still need about 35% of our target.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. Quite optimistic that by the end of January we will reach our target.
It's never too late. Absolutely. You can still be part of us, but let's look back at this Visiathon that we had. Are you satisfied with the outcome?
Yes, I'm very, very satisfied. Janine, I saw a lot of people, more than normally, participating. You know, some big amounts, some small amounts, but there was a lot of energy, and our listeners really rose to the occasion, and they are still busy. I mean, there's still donations coming in every day, which we are so grateful for. And on social media and all our platforms, there it was buzzing, I can say. A lot of well-known Christians who declared that they are unashamedly Christian, presenters, well-known people, actors, musicians. It was really very nice. And the engagement from our listeners was such a joy to see. Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, of course. You know, we are, shall we say, in the hands of our listeners. But I am faithfully optimistic that by the end of January we will reach our target. And I just want to remind our listeners, don't forget about us. We're also going with you on holiday, but we will be here when you come back as well.
I just want to say, yesterday I was doing the birthday, and the lady was saying, I'm on Sasa. I mean, people on Sasa, they don't get much. It's this little amount. She says, hold on, hold on. I'm saving to give you.
Oh, man.
And to me, it touches my heart when real people go without to be able to give to you,
sure,
so that you can get this, because not only do they believe in the work that you do, this is something that they're giving to Jesus, not to Janine, to Jesus. When she gives this thing, it's something that she says, oh, I love the Lord, I want to do this. So if anyone missed the Visiathon, can they still give? Is it too late? Can they still give? And if they can, how do they do this?
Of course they can. And it's very simple. You know, you can just send an SMS to 37871 with the word give, and you pledge your amount, and then you will see the banking details. You can also do that via WhatsApp. You can WhatsApp the word give to 082-657-2729. And we will send you all the banking details. You can go to our website. All the detail is there. Look on our Facebook. It's everywhere. Yeah, so really you can help us out and participate in this Visiathon, which will still have its tail till end of January.
Just for the record, if you did during the Visiathon send in something and you didn't receive those banking details and you're still looking, maybe you're waiting for some feedback, sometimes a misspell happens or something funny, or I don't know, people's eye, they just jump over yours. Just send it through again. Don't give up. Just send it through again and people will see it and we will reply. We want you to be part of this effort. Carl, thank you for the work that you guys are doing. Every time when I think this, it's very nice to sit here in the studio and us and the listeners, no kairons. Now it's lovely, this part. Nobody wants your job to make the accounts work and pay those exorbitant amounts of money to stay on air. We don't even want to know about that. It's very nice to give it to you, but we want to honor you for staying there. Staying and still running and keeping the faith and doing your job up there. If you do your job, we can do our job. And if our listeners are in with it, and they are, it has to mean something to you to know that they're not only supporting those people they know on air, they're supporting you guys up there as well.
Well, thank you very much. It's one big family, and our listeners and our donors are part of the family. Some are behind the microphone, like you and Maynard. Others hide from the microphone like me.
And then we force them to come do the talking. Well, one thing that we're well known for is we make the music that honors Jesus.